Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast, the Patty Valenzuela Podcast. So glad to be with you guys today. You know, we're in December of 2019 and we're just coming up to a close. And I just want to encourage everybody to keep running your race. I want to read to you a scripture out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And I want to speak to you out of the topic of perseverance, something that we all need to finish strong. This year is coming to a close. We have to finish very strong. Now, I want to read to you out of the Passion Translation. And it says, as for us, Paul speaking, he said, we have all these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. So we must let go, he says, of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon with passion and determination. For the path was already been marked or has already been marked out before us. And so here Paul makes reference to us. One translation, NIV, says we must run with perseverance. Perseverance is so key in the kingdom of God because this Christian walk is not a short distance race. It is a marathon. We are in it for the long race. Some people this year fell out of love with God, out of passion. Some people maybe are ending with disbelief, bitterness, resentment towards God. Where are you, God? Why has my prayer not been answered? I thought for sure by now I would have attained. I thought for sure by now the door would have opened. And so here we are at the end almost of this year. And many people have not received the promises of God. So I want to talk to you out of the topic of perseverance. Perseverance is key. It's actually in my Passion Pursuit book. So you can go and get it. I have a chapter, entire chapter on perseverance. And I tell you exactly what fuels your perseverance and what actually gets you rid of perseverance. So it's really key. What is perseverance? Perseverance is really a confidence in God, in spite of difficulties, in spite of circumstances, in spite of what you have been through in the last season. It's a confidence. You're not confident in yourself, in your own works, in your own giftings. It is a confidence in God. Now, let me stop here for a moment and let me shed some light, because I'm going to tell you how you can get perseverance. If you're ending this race, or I should say this month, and you feel like you're running out of fuel. Some people have fainted, because the opposite of perseverance is really a fainted heart. So you could still be going to church and be fainted. You could still be, lifting up your hands and, you know, still running the race. Maybe you're not in the world and you're going, well, I'm still here. Well, we don't want you to just be here. We want you to run with perseverance. We want you to have perseverance in your prayers, perseverance in your faith, perseverance when it comes to your ministry, perseverance when it comes to anything that you do for the Lord. God never told us to do anything halfway. He never told us to do anything idly. He told us to do it with perseverance. Time and time again, God tells us to walk with determination. James actually tells us, you know, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So we need perseverance for afflictions and trials and overcoming them. You're gonna need perseverance. Now, I'm gonna stop for a moment because I want to explain something to you. When I speak of perseverance, God speaks of perseverance constantly. Do not get tired. Do not grow weary. You know, constantly telling us, Isaiah chapter 40, Galatians, you know, he's telling us time and time again, chapter 6, verse 19. But I have to tell you that the kingdom of darkness also has perseverance. And so I was hearing a testimony. You have to understand this, because the kingdom of darkness, matter of fact, one of Satan's greatest weapons is perseverance. So this is a perseverance test, because the enemy works through perseverance. He's got a lot of determination, and his determination is to destroy you. His determination is for you not to take back what the enemy stole from you. His determination is for you to get so tired and so weary that you relinquish what God has given you or attained the promised land. Now, I was reading a testimony of a satanic priest. And the satanic priest, who is now a believer, he has given his life to Jesus. And the satanic priest says the following. He said that when he was being trained, if you will, to come against believers or Christians or to stop the kingdom of God, He said he was trained to outlast them. And the way they were trained is that they had to be very persistent in a certain particular area. So let's say they were attacking a believer, and they were personally going after a believer. They would literally train the satanic worshipers and the satanic priests to not relinquish and not give up, but rather press against, attack them in such a way where the Christian just starts to faint and starts to give up. And so that's pretty persistent of the enemy. And what the satanic priest would say is that what it would do is it would weaken the believer. It would weaken the person. And so the job of the enemy is to weaken you. So that's why sometimes when you're up under attack, you start to feel very tired. And sometimes it's abnormal tiredness. It's not because you didn't sleep. It's not because, you know, you've been working really hard. But there's an abnormal tiredness to you. Well, that's really the enemy at work. And so the satanic priest goes on to say that one of the greatest weapons that they would have is perseverance, because it would break down the person. So it would break down the fight. In other words, if you look at a fight, a boxing fight, if you look at a wrestling match, there's always one that starts to get tired. Well, that's what the enemy does. You know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and authorities of this dark world. And so the enemy's job is to get you tired. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been tired. And you've kind of been praying and praying, and then you get tired because you don't see the result. Or you've been pressing and pressing, and then you've been interceding, and you've been standing in the gap, and there's been moments where you feel that the victory is coming. It's right around the corner. And then lo and behold, the next day you feel like you kind of lost the fight, or you lost the momentum, or you don't feel like you have the upper hand. Well, we need perseverance, because perseverance is really, this is an issue of perseverance, your fight against this demonic realm and this kingdom of darkness. It's about perseverance. Now, let me just say this, and it's really, when the kingdom of darkness, it's a win-win situation with God, because when the kingdom of darkness has perseverance, and here the persistence in the enemy's camp, right? There's a lot of persistence, you got to know that, in the enemy's camp. He's persistent that you do not go into his camp and take back what he stole from you. A lot of you have just had a lot of things stolen from you, family members, money, you know, all kind, time, energy, fruit. It's been stolen from you. So there's a lot of persistence in the enemy's camp, but there's also persistence when it comes to the kingdom of God. So we need persistent souls. We need persistent people. We need persistent, persevering people that are not going to just, you know, start to faint towards the end. If there has ever been a time that you have to have a wind like never before, it's right now. It's not when the new year comes. It's right now. You have to be strong right now. You have to run your race right now. I call it in passionate pursuit, the second wind. You've got to get your second wind right now. And so there's a way to attain the second wind. And you've got to get my book. It's Passionate Pursuit. And I tell you there. But see, when you have persistence in the kingdom of God, and the enemy has persistence, really, that is going to equal victory. Because you cannot do Jesus. You cannot do God. I mean, God is all powerful. God is all knowing. And the devil's not. So Jesus is so powerful that you're going to win. But you've got to hold on. Now, some people are holding on for dear life, but you really have lost persistence and you've really lost perseverance. When I speak about perseverance, it is a confidence. When I speak about perseverance, it is a thrust. When I speak about perseverance and persistence, it is a prayer that is deep and profound. And you are going, I'm not letting this go. So persistent feeds off, godly persistent feeds off of faith. You've got to have a faith. You cannot be in disbelief. And just because you're going to church, you know, no, listen, you cannot lose that momentum. You have to keep the rhythm in the kingdom of God. Rhythm is everything. Consistency is everything. Momentum is everything. So if you lost your momentum right now, pick it up in this podcast. Get it back. You've got to get your persistence back. It's going to take persistence for you to attain the promise of God. It's going to happen. It's going to come, but it's going to have to be through your persistence. So perseverance comes when we focus also on the right things. You've got to focus on the word of God. You've got to focus on what God has spoken over your life. What rhema word did God give you? What has God been speaking to you? And now when you have that rhema word, when you know that God spoke it to you, then it's a sure and done deal. You've got to focus on that. You got to quit focusing on the natural. In order for you to run a race with perseverance, You're gonna have to be a person of prayer. You're gonna have to have a relationship with God. Many people no longer are persistent. Why? Because they don't have an intimate relationship with God. And when you have just kind of even dulled in your relationship with God, you're gonna find yourself weary. You're gonna find yourself tired. If you're tired now and you lose your relationship with God, you're gonna be even more tired. So you have to gain momentum again. How? Through your relationship with God. You gotta focus on the right thing. Focus on what God has spoken. What rhema word has God said to you in that altar? And when you came forward, when you were at prayer, when you were reading your word, what stuck out? You know, not just the Logos word. The Logos word is awesome, but the rhema word, what God spoke to you. I recently had a friend and her husband, he was literally gonna die. And we reached out to each other and we were praying together. She said that the Lord told her that her husband was going to resurrect. Mind you, the doctor said that he had 1% chance of life. But she had a rhema word from God. God said to her that her husband was going to resurrect, not knowing that I was going to preach about Lazarus that day and the resurrection power of Jesus. Well, this woman tells me, my dear friend, she says that her husband, I mean, if you look at him now, it's like day and night. You know, he's living. It's amazing. He's a resurrection testimony, truly. And so when you have a rhema word from God, that gives you a fuel. Because God has spoken it. So it doesn't matter what you're walking out in the natural. You know, God has spoken it. So look, some of you, and I'm going to be honest with you because I don't want to set you up, you know, and give you a false expectation. Some of you are going to enter 2020 and your prayer has not been answered yet. I'm going to say it again. Some of you are going to enter 2020 and your prayer has not been answered yet because it's a timing issue. There's a process that is involved. You have to keep hitting it. You have to keep praying. You have to keep fasting because it is in the timing of the Lord. Now, some of you are going to enter 2020 with your victories also. So some of you are going to have prayers that have already been answered and prayers that haven't been answered. So this is going to require persistence because you can't go into a 2020 Happy New Year and go, well, God, why did God not answer it? And then, you know, start to kind of lose your momentum and then you start to faint a little bit. Then you start to wonder if God is going to answer it. You cannot live your life that way. You have to end strong, start strong, finish strong, keep going strong. Now, any marathon runner will tell you that when they're running a race, they have to pace themselves. I remember running I ran a 5K and I had to pace myself, but I didn't know how to pace myself because I couldn't see the finish line. So I didn't pace myself. I was going really fast. Well, by the time I finished with the 5K, listen, I was going to roll over and just pass out because I didn't pace myself. Any runner will tell you, you must pace yourself. So you have to be ready. You have to have endurance. You have to have perseverance. You have to pace yourself because this is a marathon. So don't let the lies of the enemy tell you otherwise that it's not going to happen. You need to have perseverance. So you need to meditate on the word of God continually. You know, when you're in your car, wherever you're at, you need to have a lot of meditation in the word of God. Stop thinking about what you don't have, what God hasn't done, what God hasn't answered. Well, but look, I'm still seeing it. That's your carnal eyes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. You cannot see it. You cannot see it. But if God spoke it, it's done. So some of the things that really cause us to want to quit is going to be your doubt. Some of the things that are going to want to cause us to quit is the unbelief that starts to rise, the lies, even the loss of communication that you've had with God. When you stop communicating with God, you have no rhema word. You don't even know what God is saying. No relationship with God is going to cause you to quit. Negative thoughts. You got to get rid of all of that stuff. Guys, it's time to clean out the closet. It's time to clean out the mind. You cannot enter a new year thinking the same way and expecting a brand new year is going to bring these incredible, you know, things into your life and breakthroughs. You cannot have breakthrough if you have negative thinking. You've got to get rid of all the clutter. You got to get rid of it. Wrong friendships, wrong associations will also cause you to, you know, just falter and want to quit. You no faith, disobedience in God, lack of knowledge in the word of God, you know, just discouragement. All this stuff is going to cause you to want to quit. So in this last run, listen, you've got to have persistence. You've got to run your race. Let me say this to you. The enemy is not taking a timeout. He's not even on vacation. While you're on vacation, he's not, because the enemy does not go on vacation. He's persistent and he ultimately doesn't want you to attain the victory. But you have to outrun him. You have to have more persistence. You have to have more endurance. You have to be a person that's saying, well, you might as well give up, devil, because I'm not letting this thing go until it is manifested. Why? Because God spoke it to me. Now, we're not stubborn about things that God has not spoken. I'm talking about things that are according to the will of God. When God spoke something to you, like the salvation of a family member, the salvation of your loved ones, the breakthrough in your business, in your finances, whatever it may be, listen, your ministry, doors open, whatever it is that God already spoke to you, it's a done deal. Now, don't let go of it. Focus on what Jesus has spoken to you. And run the race with perseverance. I'm going to pray for each and every one of you. And my prayer today is that God give you a second wind. That the Holy Spirit blow into you. And blow into you this thrust to just go, you know what? I can do this. You know what? God is with me. God is not going to fail me. God is a God of his promise. And if God spoke it, then it's going to be. I'm going to pray that God breathe his breath into you. And that you have a strength to keep going. You know, sometimes when we don't have that strength, because it's happened to me, we want to faint a little bit. It's because of what we're focusing on. It's the attack. Look, the attack is there to get you tired. So knowing that, you know, rise up higher, elevate into the presence of God, go deep with God, knock and the door shall be open, seek and you will find. Listen, when you seek a God, you will find him. And when you are in that place, God is going to speak to you. He's going to tell you what really is, not what is happening. Who cares? You know, maybe they don't talk to you. Maybe, you know, whatever, X, Y, and Z. It doesn't matter. That's the natural. The natural is not limited to our God. As a matter of fact, anything in the spirit realm that God has spoken to you, that is the reality. Elijah prayed for rain when there was no rain. And the Bible says that he heard the sound of rain. Well, where did that sound come from? Was it a natural sound? No, it was a spiritual sound. We have to hear the sound of the salvation of our loved ones. We have to hear the sound of the breakthrough. We have to hear the sound of something that hasn't happened yet. God is a God of his word, and he's a God of his promises. And so look at, and I end with this, in the book of Acts, you look at Peter, and Peter is, the Bible says that the church is praying for Peter. And when the church is praying for Peter, something is happening. What is happening? Peter is being, an angel actually visits Peter, breaks the shackles off of Peter. The gates open in the prison cells, and Peter's still thinking he's dreaming, but it's really happening in the natural. Two different locations while the church was praying. It's going to take persistence while you pray. You're going to have to pray this out. You're going to have to hit it again until the full manifestation of what God spoke to you happens. It's going to happen. Do not grow weary. You have to stand strong, full of perseverance, and keep feeding that perseverance. And the Bible says that while the church was still praying, they didn't realize that the breakthrough had already come. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but listen to you. The enemy has lied to you and told you that nothing happens. Something's happening. While you're praying, something's happening. While you're interceding, something is happening. While you know, go before God, fall at his feet, something is happening. So do not fall for the lie that says that nothing is happening. Something's happening. Something is happening. You're breaking it. And before you know it, that breakthrough is going to come fully. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener and those that are viewing us through YouTube. And I declare and decree that breakthroughs are being, they are just sprouting right now. Suddenly are starting to happen in the lives of people. Father, breakthroughs. God, we birth breakthrough in the heart of people. There are so many needs, God. And we declare, Father, that people need perseverance to pray for that marriage. Father, so we ask God right now for breakthrough in that marriage, breakthrough in their families, God, breakthrough in their economy, God, breakthrough in their finances, God, breakthrough in their businesses, God, with all kinds of situations that they find themselves in, their health. God, I declare that there's breakthrough happening all over across the nations, God. Lord, those listening, those that are going to listen, there is breakthrough happening in the lives of the people. Father, we declare that now. And Lord, I ask that the Holy Spirit begin to breathe right now over the people, that you have a strength again, that as you listen to my voice right now, every word that is coming out of my voice, I declare and decree right now, perseverance is starting again. You're picking yourself back up. You're praying again. You're going to believe again. You have perseverance to run the race with perseverance. You're not going to tarry. You're not going to faint. But I declare that perseverance is being breathed into you right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube. Hit the bell. Pass this podcast along. Please get the word out. Go and share it with your friends. And please put a comment. I love to read your comments. Thank you so much for those of you that have been commenting. Tell me your prayer requests. We are praying. We literally have intercessors that are praying for you. We love you guys. And until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.